Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. First chapter, Observing the Armies, verse 9. Duryodhan is speaking to his great leaders in the upcoming battle, he says. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science. Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited. My comment. Srila Prabhupada has translated the first word in text 10, apariyaptam, as immeasurable, and his purport explains the verse accordingly. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan has also taken the meaning of apariyaptam in that way. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, however, has given apariyaptam an opposite meaning. In the introduction, we discussed the acharyas and their, quote, differing. So thus, depending upon which way the word is taken, the first line means, the first line of the verse can mean either our strength is immeasurable or our strength is insufficient. When the first meaning is used, as it was by Srila Prabhupada, then the sentence continues, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma. Bhishma became encouraged when he heard this meaning. Our strength is immeasurable, carefully protected by Bhishma. The second meaning, however, was intended to encourage Dronacharya. Our strength is insufficient because we are protected by Bhishma. Bhishma was a formidable warrior, but because he favored the Pandavas, Duryodhan felt that he would not fight to his full capacity. Dronacharya took the second meaning, and he understood Duryodhan's message to be, our strength is insufficient because of Bhishma's split loyalties. Therefore, Drona, you must fight even harder to make up for Bhishma's weakness. Thus, the expert diplomat Duryodhan encouraged both Bhishma and Drona with this one word. Text 11. All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army. My comment. Srila Prabhupada explains this text in his purport. Duryodhan, after praising the prowess of Bhishma, further considered that others might think that they had been considered less important. So, in his usual diplomatic way, he tried to adjust the situation in the above words. He emphasized that Bhishma Dev was undoubtedly the greatest hero, but he was an old man, so everyone must especially think of his protection from all sides. Text 12. Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhan joy. My comment. Bhishma did not answer Duryodhan's words. Instead, he replied by blowing his conch shell, which meant, despite your heroic words, victory or defeat lies in the Lord's hands. I will do my duty and lay down my life for your sake, but that will not guarantee your victory. The conch shell, being a symbol of Vishnu, indicated that Duryodhan had no chance of victory in the battle because Krishna, the origin of Vishnu, was present on the opposing side. Text 13 to 15. After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets, and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conchels. Lord Krishna blew his conchel, the Pantajanya. Arjuna blew his, the Devadatta, and Bhim, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conchel called Pondra. My comment. Arjuna's position was unique. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had agreed to become his charioteer. Agni, the fire god, had donated his chariot. Chitrarat, the chief of the Gandharvas, had given him his beautiful white horses. Indra, his father, had given him his conch shell and his quiver. 16:16-20. King Yudhisthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijay, and Nakul and Sahadev blew the Sagosha and Manipushpaka. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Sikandi, Dhrishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Jupiter, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty arms son of Subhadra, that's Abhimanyu, all blew their respective conch shells. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. Text 20. At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, he took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra, drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words. Hare Krishna. We'll end here and we'll read that verse again, Krishna willing, and read the comment, which is very exciting, next time. Hare Krishna.